It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
I hope you rock a burnt onion. That's why we're here, asshole.
Matt.
I got shit stains in my socks.
Yeah.
Steve.
The McRib only comes out after, like, human disasters.
And Kevin.
You may be living on prayer, but I'm living in a hotel because my house is half gone.
I like these calm little moments before the storm. Before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven. It reminds me of Beethoven.
Hey!
All right.
What happened?
Let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
What would you say?
Welcome to the Aristocast.
Woo, I just got my second wind.
Woo!
Wow.
Woo!
That is loud.
Silent and blue violin. Pedophiling.
Pedophiling.
Let's see if this works.
Silent profiling and pedophiling.
The Aristocrats. Aristocratsradio.com is the website. I am Derek. With me, as always, is Matthew.
Yeah, that's right.
And Kevin.
Waka waka.
And Steven.
How you doing?
And Steven.
Got a sports team.
I guess now it's Thursday, right?
Yep.
Before the show on Sunday, on the way here,
okay,
me and Kev were driving down.
Kevin and I.
Shut up, asshole.
That's right.
Kev and I were driving here, and there was a couple people doing yard work. Right, Kev? Remember
that? Oh, God.
And and this woman bends over. And
and we use that term loosely.
Yes.
Woman.
Yard work? What were they doing?
Like, you know, wide woman. Wide.
Okay.
Bending over, yoga pants, the whole nine. So I'm just like joking around. I look over. I'm like, yeah, look at that.
And then we pass them.
And she's probably no older than 10.
wait, what?
She's like no older than 10 years old.
Wow.
We're driving down the road and Steve's getting aroused by a big, thick dumper.
No, it was a
Only to find out it was a little kid.
Yeah. I wasn't getting aroused. It was more of a joke than anything. I was just making a joke.
So it was nothing like the time Derek and I were driving past the local reference, New Monmouth School.
I just thought of that.
Yeah. And the really stacked.
Yeah.
Like, absurd. Like, we thought it was like a kid with like the older sibling like walking down. No, it wasn't that much older.
But Matt got like angry.
Yeah.
He was
what
like,
why?
The?
What? Why?
How does that happen?
It was chickens.
It just pissed me off because like, I even said to Kev, that's not my fault. Like, that's straight up her problem. And then Kev's like, no, that's her parents' problem. They feed her too much.
Because,
like, legit, from the back, looked like at least a young 30 to mid-30-year-old woman.
In my old apartment, there's a family down below. And they have a girl. And she's probably, like, 16, 17.
Yeah.
She likes to do cartwheels.
Oh, boy.
Oh, with no panties on.
I call her Bam Bam Bigelow.
Because
she's bigger than Bigelow. And she does cartwheels.
What?
On the sidewalk.
What?
She's big. How many sidewalk replacements have there been?
A lot. It's like Rampage. Doom, 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 doom.
Oh, huh?
Pebbles.
Jeez.
Yeah, she's a big gal.
Big.
And that's insane.
And how old are we talking?
16, 17.
Yikes.
So wait, what's the...
And she's got a black boyfriend.
She's 16 or 17.
Well, that makes sense.
What 16 or 17 year old's fucking pastime is doing cartwheels outside?
But
fat ones.
Why'd you bring it up?
Because she's fat.
Because Derek fucked her.
Well, he was talking about a fat 10 year old.
Oh.
It was a fat.
Wait a minute. She was fat or just like developed?
Oh, no, fat. No, fat.
Oh.
Yeah.
But like, for her estimated age, she shouldn't have been as big as she was. We're talking about 1.5 youths.
Oh.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, if this was a grown woman, this would not be an ass that would be appealing to most men, except maybe Steve.
No, not even me. It was more of a joke. No. The sun was behind it. It was gleaming on it.
Sun was in my eyes, officer.
So I thought I was just making a funny. So I was like, oh, yeah.
I made a funny.
Oh, no. I believe his exact words were, "What I would do to put a finger in that ass."
All right, now and then we got passes,
and I'm like, "Oh, that's a kid, Steve." And he goes, "I don't care."
Now he's just making stuff up, straight up.
I'd eat her like a Lunchable.
Wow.
Well.
Hey, baby, want to go to Chuck E. Cheese?
So it is what?
So
it is,
what are you doing after this yard work?
Eating.
Anything that consists of food? Or,
oh my goodness!
Food time.
I can't even talk.
Yummies.
That'd be funny. They should get those, you know, those little things they put in the road with the little man with the flag. It says "Slow down, children at play." Have that, but just have them really fat.
Yeah.
Extra large children at play.
There's one street I go down from work every day, and that has two of them. One when you go in, one when you're just about leaving. Me too.
What, a sign or a kid?
Yeah, one ball.
It's supposed to look like a little kid with like a flag, because like that's what kids do nowadays. They walk around in the street with a flag.
No, that's not the point. The point is so you get the attention to look at what it is.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
Loser. And you say, I'm the dumb one.
There was two burps. How did you do that?
That was weird.
There was two of them. What are you, like a cow? You have like seven stomachs? What the fuck was that?
Seven stomachs.
Oh,
definitely more than one.
Yeah, that was two. How was it two? It was two different vocal oscillations.
Yes.
Okay. Oscillations.
You were harmonizing
with both vocal cords were doing
I guess so.
Individual jobs. I got two channels.
Yeah.
Matt's flexing his vocab skills.
If it was lower, it would have sounded like that. Never ending. No. What is it? God damn it. Forget it. Dark Crystal. Mm-hmm. Those things. Mm-hmm. Where are they?
What is that?
I don't know.
Anyway. A gong?
Kryptonite?
Well. It is, what is it now, Thursday, April 18th?
April 18th.
On this day.
Where has the month gone?
1 year ago today, Dick Clark fucking dead.
Dick Clark.
He ain't fucking dead.
It's been a year already?
Good for that fucking faggot.
Yep.
I feel like he just died like 12 months ago.
New Year's Eve hasn't been the same since.
I feel like he's died like at least 17 years ago.
He's been gone for a long time.
Oh, yeah.
That was embarrassing.
Uh-huh.
What? I remember the first year they brought him back after the massive stroke or whatever.
Oh. Yeah, it was horrible.
He couldn't even count.
I got to admit, that ruined New Year's for me.
Because you're feeling all good, you're watching everything, and then they fucking prop him up.
Yeah.
What?
Ben Ryan, it's good to be here.
You're right. Yeah.
No, Matt's going to have a heart
attack. Matt's going to be incapacitated.
Matt's belly's hanging over his shirt. Pants.
He's got Dunlop disease. His belly Dunlopped over his belt.
Ah, shit.
Are you going to fart in my face?
I have no idea what's going on.
Yeah, I'm confused.
But yes, Dick Clark, that was, you're feeling good, and then they traipse him around. And
his corpse.
Yes.
Just wheel it out there. Just
prop him up, and he's drooling all over the place. Come on.
I really thought they were going to do like a fucking hologram him.
Yeah. They wasted on Tupac.
What do you mean?
Meanwhile, they could have,
Tupac rules.
Sure.
He ain't mad at you.
I guess not, because he did.
There's a few other deaths. Oh.
Five.
For today.
Four. Three. Hello.
He like would get ahead of the count and then fall behind the count.
Yeah. Everyone was like, five, four. He's like, seven.
Three. Three,
five, what?
Three. Ooh. Spook. I'm spooky Dick Clark.
Ghost of Dick Clark.
Imagine he totally fucked up, like, even while he was even there. Like, he was doing a countdown, all of a sudden, just somewhere else.
or he just slipped into, like, a racial tirade. He's just like,
well, Ryan, what's the jigaboos?
Oh, my God.
Ryan, when I first started doing this in the 1950s, there was no Negroes. What is this, fucking Soul Train? Just think of how many more are celebrating in jail cells. You know, Ryan, for a Negro that Beyonce, she's very attractive. Did she just get out on parole?
Ah, your mic is on, Dick.
What'd you call me? How would I kick your eyes? Look at all those stolen high tops.
God.
Oh, you know, my career would have gone so much further if it wasn't for the Jews running that week.
We're taking out of Dick Clark.
I tell you, Hitler had quite a plan.
He had a,
oh, am I on?
He had
okay, I'll start testicle. Over. You know what makes traffic even worse than all the people here is Asian drivers.
Yelling at the cameraman.
Hey, nice tattoo.
Oh, shit.
Oh. Racist.
How do you see for the camera with those squinty eyes?
I'm fine, Dick. Oh, my
yeah,
God.
Yeah, so Dick Clark.
Asians take a lot of pictures. Sorry I'm late. Some Asian fellow was showing me pictures. You know, I always heard the Asian girls have a sideways pussy. Hey, you know whose idea it was to put a camera on a cell phone? Asian.
Oh, shit.
Oh, boy.
Well, Dick Clark.
Yeah.
You know, Wahoo McDaniel died, too.
Wahoo.
Yeah.
Wait.
I wonder what
Oh. Is Yahoo Serious still alive?
What?
I hope so.
Are you asking about a station?
No, Yahoo Serious. You remember Yahoo Serious?
I thought you were going with like a fucking radio station.
No.
Is that like the search engine?
That would be a great search engine. In Australia. He's an Australian comedian. Yahoo Serious?
Yakov Shmerlov? Is that the guy that smashes fruit?
No, that's Gallagher. Or Gallagher 2, depending on how much you paid for the ticket.
In Australia, dingo ate you. Right?
Yes.
Is that the guy?
Crikey.
Oh, shit. Yeah, wait, is that the guy that got killed by the stingray?
Yep.
You see that newly released photo of fucking Bindi or whatever her name was?
Bindi?
Who? Oh, his daughter?
Yeah.
Yeah.
She's turning into a woman, man.
Hey.
But she's still only 11.
Well, that's a little too old for you, fucking yoga pant.
As long as she's not gardening.
Yes.
It's just weird to see how old she's gotten, though. It's crazy.
Crikey, look at the ass on that one.
And you know who'll never know what she looks like? Her dad.
Wow.
He's dead.
Fucking low blow.
Well, he died today. Yeah, that's fucked up,
He's a fucking Australian treasure.
They love him.
They do. There was people going into the ocean and killing stingrays.
Yo, son of a bitch.
I swear to God.
Yeah.
They were just walking in the ocean. Oh, fuck, I got you. And they're just killing them with their own barbs. Stabbing them. They're insane.
Imagine they did that when black people killed somebody. Jeez.
Yeah, let's stab those black people with their own Nikes.
Let's go into the streets. Let's go into the streets and get them.
The racist crats making a comeback.
I'm not trying to be racist. I'm trying to make jokes.
No, you're being racist.
Somebody I know listened to our show.
Uh-oh.
And I was like, oh, you guys are pretty funny. I'm like, yeah, thanks. And he goes, but you burp a lot.
Like, that's what? Matt. Only.
He was like, you guys are always burping. It's kind of immature. What? I'm like, what, did you listen to the show? Like, that's all we are.
You're
it fits in perfect.
I just got a text. Watching you on Netflix.
Really?
How?
Oh, the movie.
Wrestler.
Card subject to change.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, a little bit.
Well, I mean, maybe they found you.
There's something.
No, and I was in the movie The Wrestler. I mean, no big deal. I mean, award-winning film. Yeah.
That's not on Netflix.
I mean, it might be. You never know.
No, it's not.
Yeah.
I would have watched it. Just to see you.
Oh, right. Yeah. You'd have to sit for a while.
Do you have an IMDb?
No.
Why not?
Because I was
uncredited.
Oh, uncredited. Well, they have uncredited people on IMDb.
I should fucking make one.
You should.
What am I waiting
Do you have
for?
A Wikipedia?
No.
You can't make your own Wikipedia. That's against the rules.
Yeah.
That's stupid.
I'll make one for you.
Could you?
Yeah.
All right. I can give you some sources.
Well, I'm just going to say you're gay.
That's all it says.
Yeah.
But
for his wrestling persona or for his real life one?
Everything.
I actually do have a friend in wrestling who has a Wikipedia, and somebody altered it to say that he was the first openly gay pro wrestler, and it wouldn't go away.
Wow.
What, you can't erase?
You can, but, like, there's certain shit that if there's any type of citation and somebody, like, if you can delete it, somebody can will look at it and be like, oh, well, that wasn't supposed to be deleted, and we'll put it back.
Yeah, it's tough. You got to go through the ringer to get that stuff changed.
Yeah, there's one guy who has a Wikipedia with a bunch of, like, fake shit on it, and me and my friends laugh about this guy all the time. I'll show it to you later. I don't even want to mention him on the air, though. But I'll constantly go in and, like, fuck with his shit. And I actually got my work computer banned from Wikipedia, the IP address, because I fucked with this guy's page too much. Like, there's a part in his Wikipedia page about him getting married, and I kept changing it to, like, it was the first same-sex marriage, and changing his wife's name from Danielle to Danny.
Ooh.
Yeah. I'm fucking Barry Horowitz myself for that.
You're like an internet terrorist, man.
I am.
You stuck it to him.
I did.
You did it.
Can't believe, like, I wish I could see his face when he's like, oh, I'm not married to a guy.
You know he checks it every day.
Yeah. If you saw the shit he has on there, absolutely.
And if you had a Wikipedia, wouldn't you?
Nah. I don't even listen to my own show. I only look at my Wikipedia.
Yeah, you get like that. But it's not like you have anything else better to do.
That's true. I would put a Google alert out for myself so I get emails.
I tried that one time.
Nobody talks about you.
No, I was getting, but the thing is like, anytime Rampage is in the news.
You can specify.
Put it in quotes. I don't know how much, I did put it in quotes. So I get like, Gumman goes on a rampage in Australia. I'm like, I get my guy.
And then somewhere else on the page it says Roger, and it's like, it comes up.
Yeah.
Exactly. Hmm. Interesting. Matt's been gone for a while.
Yeah. Matt, are you okay?
Yeah.
Is your son drawing?
You want anything in there?
Vampires?
Those are skeletons.
Okay.
For Halloween.
Oh, he's constipated. He's ready for Halloween, huh?
He's ready. He missed it last year.
Oh,
bullshit. Hurricane Sandy.
He didn't go trunk or treating?
No, he didn't.
Because, you know, they canceled Halloween, so some people set up trunk or treating where they go to.
I thought they were just going to put kids in their trunks. I'm like, that's not right.
Oh, see, I had the other reaction. I'm like, this is great. You can just fucking throw kids in the trunk of your car and then stab them. And
yeah, I go to a school with candy in my trunk and they ban me.
Yeah.
But these people go to school with candy in their trunk and they're welcome with open arms.
Yeah, it's like I always pull up to the schoolyards with candy and
Zimas
and condoms and chloroform and
all the things kids love.
I get in trouble. But these people? Well, because they already have kids, whoopee fucking do. If they'd let me steal them already, then I'd have one myself.
It's a goddamn double standard.
It is. There is a prejudice, an unfair prejudice against people like me.
Yes.
Dude, I'll help you out. I'll dress up as a kid.
Get some yoga pants on.
So you can go on the premises. I'll do like a little cheeky red rose. Yeah. Or red, whatever. Yeah. I'll get a little backpack on.
Yeah.
A little sock hat.
The ball.
Yeah.
Good. We'll be good. Look like Flip from Christmas Story.
Yeah.
What do you mean he's big? He's got a glandular problem. Leave him alone. Now let me hang out with these other kids.
I'm sorry he doesn't have a perfect thyroid like you, ma'am.
Matt's huge.
He's pretty big.
How much you... If porcelain could talk, it'd be screaming right
now. Yeah, I know. Okay.
Get this porcelain, weight off me.
If it could talk, it would be smothered by now.
Oh my god, it is just so much shit.
Could you imagine if a toilet was alive and didn't like being shit in? It's just constantly be like, don't do it, please don't do it, please.
And it just, and it just spit the shit at you sometimes.
Yeah.
Ah, take that, motherfucker.
I wish toilets were alive. See, this is what we got. Good ideas.
Yeah.
I wish toilets were alive. It sounds like we engage in extracurricular activities.
Wow.
Dude, what if like a toilet was alive?
I know.
Imagine like it pooped after you pooped.
Wow. It kind of does.
Like no, at the back of the tank on the floor. And you have to come scoop it up.
Where do you put it?
Outside.
I'm going to just shit outside.
Like, you're just peeing in the fucking bowl, and then all of a sudden you're like, why are my socks wet?
Yeah, it's just pissing back on you.
Little porcelain dick coming out.
It goes, ching.
It's like, here's the toilet, and then under the bowl, there's just like a little fucking toilet dick piss back at you.
Oh, imagine it had like male toilets and female toilets. That'd be awesome.
Nope, all toilets would be male.
Yeah, yeah. So when you're shitting, you can reach down and just jerk it off. Imagine jerking off a toilet.
It just is blue.
No, 1,000 jizzes. 1,000 loads. What are we talking about?
No, where's Matt?
I love it.
I think you have a carbon monoxide leak.
I think so.
Let's do weird shit like this. This
oh,
is awesome.
My God.
Imagine these mics we were talking to were straight up penises.
Imagine that.
Why? I can taste color right now.
I can taste what?
Color.
Oh. We don't say color around here.
Matt.
Hey, it's Matt.
Oh, hey.
Matt, you missed it. We were talking about jerking off toilet bowls.
We're getting high on your shit fumes.
Imagine that, though. What? Imagine sitting on a bowl and there's a dick hanging out of the out of the front of this porcelain, and you can just jerk the dick off.
That doesn't even make sense.
No, it doesn't make sense. And that's what's awesome about it. No, we were saying, imagine
oh
toilets
God,
were
Matt.
Alive.
Yeah.
Matt, it doesn't smell because you left shit in the toilet. It smells because there's probably shit on your leg still. Could be.
Did you make it? Oh, my God.
I shit myself at the wrestling show against Demolition, by the way.
How's it smell?
You shit yourself?
Yeah.
Like, while you were in the ring?
Like, yeah, beforehand.
How?
Another wrestler, Fast Eddie, came up, and he was talking to me, and I put my arm around him because I knew I had to fart.
Yeah.
And I squeezed out a little fart with shit.
Oh.
And it stunk. Like, it smelled like...
What'd you do?
I shit myself.
No, but what'd you do afterwards?
Well, it wasn't a lot. Like, I just felt it like kind of running down my ass cheek a little bit. So I just went and wiped it up. A little mustard, you know. A little mustard stain.
Mustard.
Cute. But the
you
best
made
part...
You B-Shaps leave.
But I went into the bathroom and another
Who
wrestler
cares about that guy?
Was in the bathroom like doing his hair or something. So I just flat out told him as I walked in. I'm like, dude, I shit myself.
Okay.
I wish this toilet was alive to see it.
Okay. Anyway.
So Matt, what you got for us, man? You got something pulled up for us?
I was just looking at this day in history stuff. Kev hasn't really been doing that lately, has he?
What do you mean doing that lately? We haven't done a show in 2 weeks.
Oh, whoops.
I did.
That was legit?
Yeah.
Let's hear it. Let's get a sample.
I don't have it. No.
Let's get a taste.
I got to edit.
You said you made a video.
He's got to edit it.
I'll put the video up.
Okay.
Okay.
I think there is some kind of gas leak, though.
I think so.
I think I smell something.
Have you guys ever
You couldn't
heard...
smell burning eggs in your house.
You're right.
Wait, speaking of eggs.
Where are these?
I'm pissed off.
Have you guys ever heard the Jim Ross My Ass rap?
What?
No. Nope.
Okay. Then I may have just brought you guys some gold.
You just broke the
and
seal.
And I really want you to look this up.
Well, first of all, we have a caller.
Oh, yeah?
Uh-oh.
Oh.
Kevin?
Hi.
Hi, your phone works.
Oh, thanks. How you doing?
Who's this?
Pretty good. Sorry about last night.
Yeah?
Billy was there.
Yeah? This isn't actually my phone. It's our radio show's phone line. I wanted to see who would call in.
Oh, okay.
Who is it? If I'm not mistaken, this is my Uncle Bill.
Oh.
Yes, it is.
Bill Eady?
No. How you doing, Bill?
Very good. Yeah. Now, what since I hear you guys were wrestling together last night?
Oh, yeah. We did a show last night in Nutley.
Where I live.
Yeah. And, I was initially booked, and Steven wasn't, and he was a last-minute addition, so he was plugged into a different match. So that's why we weren't together. But we still stayed together. I mean, we kept it going.
Yeah.
We helped each other out, sort of. I mean,
Heart Foundation did it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, we appreciate you guys coming up and helping us raise some money for Relay for Life.
Yeah, the show was a benefit for Relay for Life, and the whole township of Nutley was behind that one.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
I would say close to about 500, 525.
You're doing God's work.
Our mayor was there, too.
Yeah. They had balloons over the ring, like a net full of balloons. At the end of the night, pulled it, and it all rained down. And,
nice.
Yeah.
Oh, the show was fantastic. We really didn't talk about last night's show, I guess now.
Whatever it is.
Yeah. Smoke.
Really?
Yeah, the last match for the baby faces, they had confetti or whatever it's called. What the hell is that called?
Confetti?
Is that
Yeah.
Like ticker tape stuff.
Confetti.
Yeah. It came bursting out. It was it was awesome, man.
And those little party store cannons that you could pull and it shoots like confetti out. Yeah.
Where was this?
Nutley.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
For IWF.
Mm-hmm. Gutley.
It's a great show. Tommy Dreamer, Marty Jannetty.
Danny said there were a couple of wrestlers from Nutley.
Yeah, yeah. There was one local guy who actually would wrestle. It was in the rec center, the town's rec center, and there was a wrestling gym in there. And one of the guys on the show was from Nutley and actually learned to wrestle in the rec center there.
Yep.
Yeah.
So next to the lacrosse field.
Yeah.
Oh wait, is that the actual lacrosse field that you're always referring to?
Yes, sir.
Okay, it's a nice area right there.
Yeah. Yeah, nice turf field. We're playing tomorrow. Your cousin has two games to play.
Oh yeah, I wish I could make it there for it.
Yeah, no, he's got a heck of a week. He's got 4 games this week to play.
Okay, cool.
All right, Kev. We'll take care, bro. Oh,
thanks for calling.
All right, bye bye.
Bye.
Kev, no personal calls on the air, okay?
I don't know. I was testing the line, but I mean, at least he got. Got us to bring up that show, which we get to Sunday.
A deranged female stalker burst into Hugh Jackman's West Village gym and threw something at him. What do you think?
Oh, yes, I love guessing.
It was Matthew. What would this deranged, psychotic woman, who is a stalker and a fan of Hugh Jackman, Wolverine, what did she throw at him to show her admiration for this talented Australian actor?
Dildo.
Dildo?
Dildo?
Kevin? With his face on it. Does it look like this? I've been using it.
Show her admiration.
Yeah.
Throws it at him.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say it's her collection of Pokemon cards.
Ooh. That'd be way too valuable to give up.
Okay.
I think I know it.
Okay.
A used,
uh-huh,
filled,
uh-huh,
condom.
Hmm. All very interesting and very relevant guesses. But this woman who was screaming, I love you, as she was being dragged away, burst into the gym and threw an electric razor filled with her pubic hair at him.
Oh, see, oh. I would be into that.
What? No, why?
The blonde stalker, wearing khaki pants and a blue hoodie, was hysterically sobbing as she slipped past the check-in desk at the tiny gym and made a beeline for the actor.
I love you, Jackman!
And she threw a used razor with her pubes on it to him.
Ugh.
So, needless to say, she's probably got a little tuned up, and she's not allowed in the gym anymore.
Could you imagine like being that level of celebrity where like chicks want you so bad that like their attempt to get you is throwing a razor full of their pubes?
Yeah. Yeah.
That's fucked.
Like that's like a whole new level.
I finally shaved for you.
Is this what you want?
Take my pussy hair.
There's also like blood on it.
From like little Nick.
She was still using it as she was running in there.
She takes out her pants.
There's probably women, not even women, people in crazy that would like legit, like, slice their genitalia off and throw it at somebody.
People do that just for fun.
Yeah.
With no one around.
Give me a knife.
Go upstairs.
You don't want to watch?
Yeah. We'll bring it back down. So, yeah, that's got to be one of the crazier things. 44 years young.
Is she hot?
Is there any pictures?
I would assume no. No, there's no...
There's no pictures, no name, no nothing?
Of her, no.
So, all right, so she got arrested?
Oh, yeah.
So, does that mean that somewhere in an evidence locker is this razor full of pubes?
She is Kathleen Thurston, 47.
Let's look up.
Facebook.
It's poking time.
Poker with a razor.
Now.
Poker with a syringe.
Oh, my.
Is she hot?
Uh-oh.
Is this her?
Uh-oh. I heard it.
No.
Think that's her? She got arrested?
There was another, like, hot-looking one.
Who is this?
Hold on. Did you
I got a couple of mugshots here.
There's a few here. I got one.
That can't be her. That can't be her because she looked like she would be upset if she parted with
his
pubes.
Is it Catherine with a K or a C?
K.
Okay.
T-H-U-R-S?
T-H-U-R-S-T-O-N.
Yeah. This is one. Oh, Jesus. This one's been arrested. So I would assume that this is the one.
Hmm.
No way.
Yeah.
She's got no lips.
She doesn't. No, you're right.
Matt, if you back out, though, there is a decent-looking one right there.
This one?
Yeah. What's her name?
She doesn't look 40-something.
Okay, you're right.
Could be this one. Kind of looks like a weird chubby Patricia Richardson, also known as the mom from Home Improvement.
I can see this woman being it. Hey, you're right. Actually, she does look like the mom.
I am right.
That woman is she's 52. That woman that you just had on
the other one.
Yeah.
Okay. So what about this one?
I don't know about that one.
It could be her.
Yeah.
I'm saying we're getting a body double.
Well, what color are her eyebrows? That's from Florida.
What color are her eyebrows? Because that would give us the color of her pubic
what
hair.
What color are her curtains?
Well, let's see. She's 47 years old.
Yeah, I just really want to poke her on Facebook.
No, this can't be her because it says current age 54 years old.
Oh.
Do you have more people calling me?
Yeah.
A guy who was calling.
I don't know.
Yeah, answer it.
Answer it.
Hi, who's this? Down boy.
Oh, apparently a dog called.
Hello.
Hello.
Hey. Hello.
Am I on the air?
Oh, yes, you are.
Is this WKAC Real Rock?
You know it.
The only station that really rocks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
To whom are we speaking?
Fuck, there's some sort of echo. Am I allowed to say fuck on this?
No, you just got us kicked off.
Damn
Thanks
it.
A lot, douche.
It's all over now.
Who is this?
The show's over now?
We're all future endeavored.
Who is this guy?
Oh, this is Electric.
Yeah, this is Denim Electric.
Oh, this is one of your friends, Matt.
Yeah. What's up? You listen to the show tonight?
Not much. The show is really fucking funny, guys.
Thank you.
What do you think about the live toilet bit?
I must have missed the live toilet thing.
You know, if a toilet had a cock, and we're talking about jerking
could
it off.
Could you imagine if the toilet that you... dispensed your waste in, was alive, and would re-shit your shit out of the back of the tank.
Re-shit your shit out?
Yeah, like if you shit in it, that's what it eats, and then it shits the back of the, you know, on the floor, you know, behind your toilet. I guess you missed it.
How long until you're pooping in the yard?
Like
it's alive. It has eyes, and it can talk to you. It has a heartbeat. And you just shit in it.
It's alive.
And it's like one of those in Pee Wee Herman.
I was just going to say, it's like Cherry, but a toilet.
Yeah, yes, exactly.
Cherry was basically that.
Yeah.
There's a lot of creepy shit in
my mind.
Pee Wee's Playhouse.
I want a toilet that'll hug me while I'm pooping.
Yes.
Or a reach around.
There was this, Lawrence Fishburne was in Pee Wee's Playhouse.
He certainly was.
And so I was sitting there babysitting my sister. I was about probably 12 years old. She was about 3. And we were watching Pee-wee's Playhouse. And Cowboy Curtis says, "Well, what am I supposed to wear to sleepover party, Pee-wee?" And Pee-wee goes, "Well, I don't know, Cowboy Curtis. Don't you have any pajamas?" And Cowboy Curtis goes, "Well, I don't know, Pee-wee. I sleep in the nude."
Gross.
Wow. Are you sure this wasn't his daughter's video that she made?
Oh, my goodness.
You popped him huge.
Thanks. You did. You know you are talking to the two rude dudes, by the way, Mr. Electric.
Hi there.
I am?
Yeah, two rude dudes.
I'm rude dude number one.
And I'm rude dude number one.
We are rude dude.
You worked demolition, huh?
Whoa, what's this work? We wrestled them.
We wrestled them.
And we wrestled them fucking well.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Did you have to carry them?
No. I mean, firemen's carry, yeah. We took them down and we fucking, chin locks and all kinds of shit.
A little bit of butt cheek spread.
Yeah, we raped them.
Was Bill chugging vitamins the whole time?
My vitamins.
My dick.
Vitamin liquid protein.
He drank.
Yes.
He drank vitamins from my dick spout.
White, salty, sugary, watery fucking goodness.
And then
I think his
balls.
You should call Axe and tell him about your toilet invention. It sounds like something he could probably use.
Well, I wonder how Axe
would
feel about
does
it.
Well, does it wipe my ass when I'm done?
It sounds just like him. You don't even realize it.
Hey, do you guys want to hear a Dusty Rhodes impersonation?
Go for it, brother.
More than I want to breathe.
I hope you don't have a Dusty Rhodes impersonation, which is actually just a YouTube video of Dusty. And you're just about to press play and hold the phone to the fucking speaker.
Check this out.
So I'm sitting down in my house in Austin, Texas, and we're watching the WCW programming.
Baby.
Little Cody. Cody's only about 5 years old. And we're watching, and the shock muster's hat fall right off of his head. And little Cody looks up at me with those big brown eyes and goes, "Daddy, Daddy, that's Uncle Fred." And it was Uncle Fred. Uncle Fred fell right on his ass.
It was good.
That's all I got. That's all I got.
Tell you what, that was good. It was almost dead on. You missed. You didn't say baby once. That's
well,
right,
you know
baby.
Something, baby. The full horseradish sauce is my favorite item at the supermarket.
What?
What are we drinking tonight, Electric?
Some Jack Daniels.
Jack Daniels.
Yeah!
Some Jack Daniels every night.
Nice.
Wow.
Oh, Mr. Electric has something in common with Shane Douglas. What's that?
We both work at Target.
Oh, together?
What are you, level one, team lead, executive, specialist?
Right now, I'm just a logistics team member.
Logistics.
Oh, wait, is that
so? Is it?
Way to say.
Are you
I'm
backroom
a
truck or flow?
29-year-old stock boy.
Logistics. So
no,
wait.
So
you make?
Hold on, hold on, hold on. I was in the business. Stock boy isn't the term though. Isn't flow team?
Yes, I'm a flow team member.
Whoa.
Flow,
baby.
I know people in the system, if you will, daddy.
Are you a flow rider?
Flow rider?
Florida.
The American dream, Dusty Rhodes, baby. He needs something for flow to get his flow going.
What was that last? Hold on, your phone's breaking up. What was that last part?
I said the American dream needs something for his flow, baby.
Oh my god! Oh, that ruled, Matt. You were friends with some awesome dudes.
He's pretty crazy.
What was he on?
Jack Daniels.
He's drinking a lot.
But that's not good.
No, it's not.
He said every night.
Yep.
That's the problem, Ben.
Yeah.
Oh my god. Jesus Christ.
How do we follow that?
His Dusty Rhodes was dead on.
What?
What?
Matt, yeah, we got a complaint that there's too much burping.
Who complained?
One of Derek's coworkers.
I want to know.
They said the burping is immature.
Yeah.
So they apparently didn't listen to the rest of the show.
Okay.
Because we talked about jerking off toilets.
Yeah.
Okay. And?
Not nothing. I was being sarcastic. I meant burp more.
Oh, nice.
Burp more,
plenty
baby.
Plenty more on the way.
I want to guess more stuff, Derek.
Oh, he's calling back.
Is he? Answer him. Like, you got disconnect and hang up. He's listening.
All right, everyone be quiet.
All right.
Hello?
Hello. Hello.
Hello?
Hey, this is Electric. I just got dumped.
You want cab?
Huh?
You call for cab?
You ever seen a grown man naked?
Can you repeat that?
Anyway, no idea what's going on.
Wait, can we prank call somebody?
No,
I want to prank call.
We can't make outgoing calls.
Hi, who's this?
Quarry.
Hello.
Quarry.
Hello.
Is this Quarry?
Hello, this is Juan Pedro.
This isn't Quarry.
Are you calling for reservation?
No.
Oh. Well, can I help you?
No, I thought I was dialing somebody else's number. Sorry.
Jose,
wrong number.
Jose.
No, it's why.
Caite.
Hello?
Okay.
Who was that?
Stop giving out our number to random people.
Who was that? At least we're using the phone lines. Who is that?
Yeah, for the first time.
No, we don't even have to prank people. They just call us.
I got three other missed calls, by the way.
Yeah, whoever.
No, that was all Electric. He said he tried calling three times.
Yeah, whoever that was.
No, while he was on the phone,
like,
I got two.
Our screener said you hung up on him. Tell him we have a Spanish speaking fucking screener.
All right.
All right, there. You got any other guessing games? I want to guess some stuff.
Well, I'd like to if the phones would stop blowing up.
Oh, that's something we've never heard before. I guarantee you that you didn't have one fucking phone call when you did the show by yourself.
I didn't put the phones up.
Oh.
You were afraid to answer all the calls?
Well, we weren't live.
Yeah. Oh, okay, good point.
I didn't clear with Clutch. I just did it by myself.
Oh.
Nice. I was lonely. I had to get my chops going, you know? If I just sit here, then...
Yeah.
You know. It's lonely. Detroit area. Police responded to an unusual phone call Saturday morning from drivers that reported that there was a car driving erratically. Just when you want to do the fucking guessing game, you walk away.
What a loser.
Well, fucking hurry up. Okay. So there was a car driving erratically. They found the car. Who do you think was in the car, and what do you think they were doing? It was 7:30 in the morning.
And this was in...
Detroit area.
Okay. It was Violent J. And he was...
Getting Faygo.
Drinking a bottle of Faygo while doing a line off of Fat Chick's tits.
I like it, but no.
Okay.
Okay. So, Kevin, 7:30 a.m., Detroit area, car driving erratically.
7:30 a.m., Detroit. It's an erratic vehicle.
Ding!
7:30 in the morning. I'm going to go ahead and say that they just picked up some delicious breakfast sandwiches.
Ooh.
And were struggling to unwrap them.
That's happened to me.
Mm-hmm.
And they get messy.
Mm-hmm.
You got to wait till you get to your destination and eat them. I know you want them to be warm.
Oh, yeah.
But you
got
to wait.
Oh, yeah. I got an egg and cheese one time. Didn't realize they scrambled the egg instead of fried the egg.
Oh.
Next thing I know, I got hot egg and cheese all stuck in my beard.
Fuck.
The bird.
Trouble.
Just screaming in your car.
So I'm going to go ahead and assume that these fucking Detroitonians... got some egg and cheeses, and got some cheese in their beard.
I like the cut of your jib, but no, that's not.
Fuck.
Steven, 7:30 in the morning, Detroit area, car driving erratically.
And you want me to guess why?
Who and why?
Axel Foley on his way to the Detroit Police Department.
Okay.
In a undercover Ferrari.
Doing what?
Going to work.
Okay, well, it was Kid Rock.
And it really was Kid Rock.
In the library. With a wrench.
With a midget.
All right, who was it?
A dead midget.
Yeah.
Who was it?
It was Dick Clark, and he was spouting racial slurs out the window. It was Peter Steele.
You ruined this town. It was a 6-year-old. Driving the car.
Okay.
There was two drivers that boxed him in at a turnaround.
Okay.
He was driving at 7:30 in the morning because he wanted to get Chinese food. Yeah.
That's a very good reason
to go out. That's not where he was going, okay? Because on the way to get Chinese food, he hit a sign and damaged the car. So he was on his way to the dealership to get the car fixed.
That's reasonable.
No way.
Hey.
That's awesome. Sometimes you get hungry, and then you fucking hit a pole, and you're like, you know what?
So technically,
I need to get this fixed.
What?
And you're 7.
Yeah. 6.
What?
Steam dumplings wait for no man.
His father.
Or child.
His or her father was sleeping at the time. Didn't know he even left the house.
Wow.
They boxed him in. They took the cars out of the ignition and waited for the police.
The cars out of the ignition?
Yeah.
Did I say that?
Yeah, you did.
Fucking drunk.
You're wasted.
Yeah, he said he was going to get Chinese food. He hit a no left turn sign, and seeing the damage to the car, decided he needed to head to the dealer to get it repaired. he's wheeling and dealing.
I know where all this shit is.
That is winning.
Yeah, when I was 6, I never would have known where any of the, how to get to any of this stuff.
Well, the thing is, that the part he left out here was that is that his dad steals cars. Okay, so he's familiar with stealing cars.
I think the thing we really have to look at is the fact that he was bringing it to the dealer. He's going to get ripped off.
Oh, yeah.
It was almost like he was born yesterday.
I know. Yeah. 6 years ago. Yesterday.
All right.
It is Motor City, right?
Yeah.
See, the hard thing to believe out of that, I mean, I'm sure it happened, but my 6-year-old definitely could not pull that off.
No. He must have been tall.
Highly unlikely. Yeah.
Well, he
I'm assuming based on the region that he's the basketball type.
Oh, wait, the extra tendon in the Achilles so he can hit the gas harder?
Or maybe he was like the kid from the Goonies. Indiana Jones. He just had a couple books on the steering.
Could be.
Pedal.
Steering pedal.
I don't fucking know. You know, you want me to drink because you say I'm funnier. You're drinking to make fun of me when I...
And that's what's funny. If you would have just said gas pedal, we'd be like, okay, that's normal.
I never said you were funnier.
Oh, thanks.
The last show was terrible.
What show was
that?
My
wife said it's because none of us drank.
Yeah, well,
what does she know?
You know what, Kevin?
Who's she ever beat?
Next time I do a show by myself, you're not going to be represented.
What?
Yep.
Wait.
Nope.
What was my representation when I wasn't here?
No taxation.
A Sergeant Slaughter figurine.
Oh, fuck.
What was mine?
Is that like a chin thing? Rival. Is that what you're going for?
Was it?
Yeah.
Damn it.
What was Matt's?
China.
Come on. You couldn't get Stay Puff?
I never got him as a kid. I was deprived.
Stay Puff.
That's what I said.
You said state.
You'll have to listen to the show on Thursday to find out.
I guess so.
So far, there's only been one person that's seen through my phone number ruse.
Really?
Yeah. I got a response on Twitter that just said, nice try.
Well,
it's got to be one of your good friends.
I got about 5 missed calls here. There was one during that story, too.
Yeah?
I'm just not picking them up.
Awesome. Was it a 702 area code?
Why? We got to start making fun of these people, though.
No, that's not funny.
It is.
Yeah.
Yeah, 702.
Come on, bring in some calls.
And I got an unknown, and I got a 717, and a 732.
Any 619s?
No.
Wow.
I do have an 867-5309.
Oh.
Calling right now, answer.
Jenny? Just kidding.
I tried it. It just rang. Didn't even get voicemail.
Sorry.
You don't have voicemail set up?
Tried and got someone else. Sorry.
What'd you do? Just put everyone please call me? Like I lost my contacts or something?
No, I think my phone is broken. Oh. Can someone call me and see if it works?
Oh. Cute. So who was the one that was
You know calling? How many people are changing their contact number for you right now?
Yeah. Oh no. Wait, who is the one who was saying Corey before?
I don't know, probably one of these people. Probably the one who said they got somebody else.
Was it Aziz?
An Ohio daycare worker was arrested.
Let me guess, I gotta get this
fucking cretin up on the screen.
Let me guess why. Is that a man or woman?
That is a woman.
What is that?
Come on. Yeah.
What is that?
What is love? Baby, don't hurt me.
God, it looks like Ron Jeremy if he like.
Had a sick amount
of estrogen. Actually, looks like the original drummer from Type O Negative.
Ew.
It's disgusting.
Ew. Can we guess why he got fired?
There's a mustache on that.
He got fired, right?
Yes. Robin Mullins, 56, was arrested on Thursday. She is... Yeah. So I guess she like runs this daycare. Uh-huh. And a kid was brought into her office.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And she did something and got fired.
Hmm. Okay.
Steve, guesses?
Flicked him in a penis head.
What?
That's a good one.
Circumcised him with her teeth.
That's another good one. Mm-hmm. Matthew?
Give me the story one more time because I think I got it.
Daycare worker did something to a kid, got fired.
It was a big blowjob.
Wow.
Big blowjob.
To a 5-year-old.
Not just a little blowjob.
Big blowjob.
No, the kid was brought in for biting other kids. And
so she bit his dick.
She bit him back.
Mm-hmm.
How does that feel?
On the dick?
Exactly. No, the dick.
And shortly after that, he began growing really long, dirty black hair and an awkward mustache, and his eyes began to sag. And he caught it.
Yes. She's like a,
a gun?
Werewolf.
Oh.
That's going to say werewolf, but okay. she decided it would be best to teach the child by doing, by doling out a penalty equal to the crime, a bite. So obviously the parents were having none of that.
That's ridiculous.
Yeah, she got in trouble.
Yeah, well, the kid might turn into a werewolf. Like
I wouldn't want that thing's mouth anywhere. I'm getting a little nervous.
Yeah.
Just having her over my shoulder.
Yeah, we got a couple parents here. How
I'm still
you
having
feel?
A hard time believing it's a her. Look at the stash on that fucker.
Robin Mullins.
Robert Mullins, yeah.
Well, that is an androgynous name.
Robert is?
Robin.
Oh, Robert?
Robin Williams.
with an I or a Y? I or a Y?
I.
Yeah, it's the more androgynous one.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, first off, why can't we have like a public beheading for her?
Because nobody want to get that close to that face.
Yeah, yeah. No, I would definitely.
I would be afraid of like what demons would come out of it. Beheaded her.
First of all, I would chop my son's arm off.
Yeah.
And just throw it away.
Mm-hmm.
After seeing her.
Oh my God, that's terrible.
Well, you want that coming home?
Imagine,
or anything to do with that?
Imagine your child was bit by her, and then like in the middle of the night, all of a sudden you're like.
Oh my God!
You just turned into a giant demon with that hair.
Yes.
A little bit of gray on the side.
And like long fingernails like Nuclear Man from Superman movie.
Nuclear Man.
Remember him?
Oh, she's gross.
She looks like something.
Matt.
She looks like she's melting.
It's like, yeah.
Her face is just peeling off.
It's like Gene Simmons, Ron Jeremy, and Marty Feldman all rolled into one horrible woman.
So she looks like a hobbit.
I mean, I would.
Okay.
Yeah, well, I mean, I'm not saying I wouldn't.
Exactly.
Exactly.
Look at the jellic gullet.
No.
Oh, yeah. I was being completely sarcastic.
She's looking right at me right now.
I know.
Hey, you know who she looks like? Brian Peppers.
Ah!
I don't know who that is.
Yeah, pull up a picture.
Brian? I don't remember now. You made me do this once before.
The image of that man's face haunts my dreams.
I think you were more accurate with who you think it looks like anyway.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Alice Cooper.
Yes.
Yeah, well, Alice Cooper, too.
Yeah, but
she's
not
like
that,
a rock
not
god.
Not that Alice Cooper.
Oh.
Yeah. So, anywho.
Are we keeping you up, Steve?
Shut up. It's that gas leak in here.
She's just like a really bad, like, just really bad fusion of many different musicians.
Many different
just
ugly
just
musicians.
Melting together.
Yes.
Yeah.
Alice Cooper.
Oh, no, like, she's just
no, you didn't. Yes, you
she's
did.
She's a horrid amalgamation of...
Amalgamation? Stop flexing your vocab skills. You're burning my head off.
Just candle wax and fucking...
AIDS.
And rock legends.
If you dipped a candle in AIDS and lit it, that's it.
It's candle AIDS.
So.
Candle AIDS. Show title. Yeah.
There you go, right there.
Quick, write it down.
What else you got, Derek?
So there's a new thing now. Couples, and I've seen this once and only once, are joining their Facebook accounts and Twitter accounts.
Oh, it's like marriage.
Yeah, into one account.
I've unfortunately seen it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah, because I think it's so stupid.
It is stupid because then it's like, I know the girl, but I don't know the guy.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to correspond with this account.
Yeah, because
I don't know who the hell I'm talking to.
Yeah, there's a couple out there where it's like, it's like Brian and Jennifer, and then the last name. And
yeah, I'm friends with I think one person who has that, and it's
probably
annoying.
The same one I am.
I don't know. You'll have to tell me later.
All right, but yeah, I was a little confused when I first saw it because it's her name and then his name, and a picture of them. I'm just like, did they really do that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And oh yeah, they did.
Mm-hmm.
And I see it as kind of.
Emasculating?
Yeah. Yeah. It's a little like you know that they
somebody's
weren't.
Somebody's watching one of the other.
Yeah. You know there wasn't like, hey, I got a great idea. And the other person's like, yeah, that's a great idea.
It wasn't
let's
like
do
they
it.
Mutually walked up to each other at the same time. Like, I got an idea and they said the same exact thing.
No. What it was if we're staying together, we better join.
Honey, it's time to take our relationship to the next level. We're going to have a joint Facebook account.
Yep.
Do they have an app? And I was shown this by somebody that, like, let's say me and you are a couple, Derek. I can download an app with you, and then all I have to do is like press a button, and it can tell me exactly where you are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So if you're like, hey, I'm going to Dublin House, and then I check, and you're not there, I can break up with
I'm at the Google Grandma down the street.
I can break up with you.
Mm-hmm.
The problem with that is you kind of have to either acquire the other person's phone or get their consent.
Yeah. Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm saying there's an app out there for that.
Oh, yeah.
So I mean, couples use that.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. In fact, there was when that first came out, there was a breakup due to it because the guy said he was running late on work and he was at some chick's house.
Yeah.
She just looked. She was like, oh,
but
I'm going to find my friend.
There's already a built-in app called Trust.
good one.
Mm-hmm.
Which nobody should have because everybody fucking.
I'd use that app with my friends to be like, hey, where you at? I'm at Dublin House. No, you're not, Dick. You're at Chili's. I'm coming. By the way, speaking of Chili's, next door to Chili's, where that sushi place was,
yeah,
no longer there.
Of course.
Yeah. Guess what's moving in there?
What?
Hey, Buffalo Wild Wings.
Really?
Yeah. Is that close enough for you, Derek?
That's close enough.
Whoa.
Yeah, I can open my...
Ask Dad.
I want a whole urn of fucking wings, Mr. Yeah. Paul.
I'm just going to come in there with the mega urn from SummerSlam.
Oh, man.
Yes,
fill it up.
Fill it with sauce. Oh, yes.
But I can literally open my window and throw a rock at it. So we are going. I've never been to one.
I've been meaning to, wanting to.
I went once. Hated the experience, liked the food.
That's what it seems like to me.
There's just TVs every fucking where.
I know.
And I hate it. I hate every person that's in there.
My boss and I talked about this. Boss and I got it right for you. We talked about this, and he thinks it's going to kill Chili's.
Nah.
I didn't think so.
Nothing
either.
Has killed Chili's.
I mean, at first, it's going to be like the whole Sonic Wendy's thing. You know, like, you're
going to
get a huge
Sonic
lines for like a month.
Yeah,
and
people will pick
down
their side.
I think that Sonic's going to go down the tubes, to be honest.
No, they're
I don't
fucking
think
still
it's
going
to go down. Sonic went down the tubes.
The buzz is already long gone.
Whoa.
The buzz is definitely gone for the wow factor, but
yeah,
it's still packed every
yeah,
time.
I was
I
there
see
today.
It
was pretty packed.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was probably only like two or three spots open.
The
at
only thing
o'clock
that you're going to see change with Sonic is they'll probably just cut out the hot dogs because those are gross.
They're pretty nasty.
Unless they switch like Sabrettes. Those generic ass hot dogs that
they're
you
really
make
gross
yourself.
They're already doing 24 hours.
Already?
Starting this month, I think. They're going to be 24 really hours.
Have that's you been great there for breakfast yet?
Really? No. I'm not a breakfast guy.
You, you wake up and eat right. You go right for dinner at 8 a.m.
That's it. I would. I typically
not even
don't
like
eat anymore.
A bowl of Cinnamon Toast Crunch?
Yeah. On the weekends, I'll have cereal or
Golden Grahams
pancakes.
Yeah, we see them on the
honey
way out in the garage.
Oats?
Yeah. No. I'll have a bowl of cereal for dinner.
Rice Krispies?
I'll have like a handful of cereal before I go to bed.
Speaking
well,
of
here's the problem,
Fruity Pebbles?
I can't drink milk anymore.
Yeah, you drink the silk.
So I have to drink the silk.
Which
silk,
my wife bought, and it's not that bad.
Silk by itself, the red silk, regular soy milk, is pretty fucking gross.
Whoa.
Vanilla silk is okay.
Almond silk is the best.
Very vanilla silk is fucking awesome. It tastes like cereal milk already. But I can only use it in sweet
it
cereals.
It tastes like the milk after Golden Grahams.
Yes.
So it's like double sugar cereal milk.
Yeah, it tastes like Captain Crunch milk.
Yeah.
I think
so
it's the
I
almond
can have that with Captain Crunch.
So you got a lactose
or Frosted
intolerance?
Flakes, I guess. So.
You're going to want to be careful with that soy milk.
Why? It gives you titties.
I read
why?
It, yeah, I read it.
Why?
I read a story about a guy
who... There's estrogen
who,
in it.
He got tits from drinking thing of soy milk. No, like nipple tenderness and like
yeah, it does
full on fucking like.
Oh yeah, well we know.
Dude,
all right.
If you
too
grew
completely
tits,
lost his libido.
If you grew tits, seriously, if you grew
you
tits,
Steve would suck on.
Would you suck your own tits while you jerked off?
Maybe at first.
Why would
you? At first. Eventually, I'm just gonna. My mind is gonna realize that they're mine. You can only fool yourself for so long.
So it's not like
just
jerking off
nips
with the opposite yeah hand once in a while, make it feel like it's somebody else.
Exactly. Before you know it, you're both hands are just like
still me.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. The second my tits had a 5 o'clock shadow, I'd be like, wow, this is really not what it's cracked up to be.
Didn't Gabber Rich complain about this stuff back in the day? He said that he had to avoid it because of that.
Maybe he made an asserted effort to
something like
not
that.
See, I don't drink too much of it. I don't drink it every day. Maybe like twice a week.
Well, speaking of food and diets, I'd mentioned that I was interested in the paleo diet.
Oh, yeah. Caveman diet.
Yeah, and you were, I guess you're anti-caveman diet.
Well, I sent you a link to a website.
Shit-talking it.
No, it wasn't shit-talking it. It was all about it.
Yeah, but it was mainly negative stuff.
I didn't read it.
Well, okay, great.
It was a good resource.
That's why I assumed you were against it.
No.
Because it was like maybe one or two positives and like a whole list of negatives.
I don't know. I saw a lot of recipes and stuff, so I figured you might benefit.
Well, I'm interested in it for sure.
Yeah.
Isn't that the one where you just eat, like, there's nothing processed? It's just like,
yeah, like no processed
fruits, vegetables,
foods,
meats, and like seeds. That's yeah it.
Caveman diet.
Yeah.
Yeah. It sounds awesome. I've seen people that are on it that have awesome results.
Which sounds like the opposite of the man cave diet, which is like potato chips and
chicken wings.
Chicken wings and ice cream.
I could kill for
and
chicken
ice cream.
Chicken wings and ice cream.
Imagine
together.
dipping wings and like butter pecan
God,
and ice
chicken
cream.
Wing ice cream.
Oh.
Web Monster Mike.
Just
winging
it. Ben and Jerry's.
Wow.
American Dream, baby.
American Dream.
Do they have that?
They have American Dream, but it's Stephen Colbert. Oh. I was actually working in Photoshop trying to get Dusty Rhodes on the cover of that.
Yeah.
But couldn't find a good picture of it.
I have to verify the story, but it must have been about 10 years ago. Webmonster Mike said that he was at some place. He had a big cafeteria. I guess maybe like a mall cafeteria with a bunch of stores. And he saw this woman.
Food court.
Saw this woman. She was eating the like chicken wings and dipping them in a pint of Ben and Jerry's ice cream.
Wait, hang on a second though. What kind of chicken wings though?
I think like regular, just like big wings. Like,
but like no like barbecue or hot sauce.
I don't think so. I think just like fried chicken, like either drumsticks or wings, and just dipping them in the Ben and Jerry's. But before that, he saw her earlier in the day eating pizza. With the wings between the pizza,
what?
With the bone, and eating the pizza with the chicken wings.
Spitting out the
and
bone?
And then pulling the bones out afterwards.
What a fucking animal.
Yeah.
How huge is she?
She was enormous, he said. Yeah.
Because that's some serious planning.
Yeah, I have to double check, see if he remembers those stories, because I might be fudging that a little bit, but I do remember there being ice cream and wings, and I do remember there being pizza and wings.
Now, if you could take wings and dip them in like a nice ice cream, I'd go with like butter pecan. Mm-hmm. By the way, at that Panda Express that I went to during the bachelor party weekend, I had the orange chicken, mm-hmm. which is fantastic, and a walnut like basted fucking shrimp. It had like a walnut sauce with walnuts all over it. Oh my God, it was fucking fantastic.
Walnut. So is that when you fucking jizz all over the wall?
Ooh.
When he got there, we'd already eaten.
Yeah, they had just actually.
By the way, the Taj Mahal buffet is fucking gross.
Yeah,
most buffets are there.
I didn't eat there. We almost did.
The one of the Borgata is amazing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it seems like everything in the Borgata is pretty amazing.
Oh yeah.
Well, we
especially them titties. Oh, the titties.
When me and Chinsky were heading down there, we were both already hungry, and then he got a text that hey, we just left the buffet, so we knew they already ate.
You snooze, you lose. You know a place is bad when they have shrimp and it still has like skin and legs on it?
Yeah.
Well, you got to peel it yourself?
Yeah.
It's just like, man. Not bad, but I mean, if it's green, then that's a problem.
Do they at least take the poop out?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Nasty.
Hey, you know what? We got a call, so we didn't get to it, but I really still think you should play the Jim Ross My Ass Rap.
Oh.
Oh.
How old is this?
A couple years.
I might have heard
it. I got a feeling you probably heard it.
I might have heard it.
Yeah.
Might have heard
it. Is this about his barbecue sauce?
No, somebody took a few clips of Jim Ross speaking and turned it into a very funny little rap song.
Yeah, let's check it out.
Oh, is it already up?
Okay.
Well, loading.
Time has arrived.
Oh, my God.
We are broadcasting.
Is there a video?
I'd rather watch two old women slap my ass.
He's the king.
That's as tough as a chunk of my ass. Here comes the biggest ass. The big man is back. Jim Ross. 350 pounds. Say hello to my ass. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the greatest spectacle on earth. My ass. 30 men will enter my ass.
I have heard that.
The most important
this
thing
music is fantastic.
Is my ass. I totally agree with you, JR. Here you go, King. Kiss my ass. I wish you would jump on top of me, JR. It disgusts me to see my ass. My daughter's nursery rhymes are more aggressive than this. I can't help but look at the butt, JR. What? This is making me sick. Is it over? No, not yet. Referee Earl Hebner is always in my ass. That's a little weird. Taz Bishop, he's got a first-class ticket to my ass. Executioner, here comes Maven. Raven, what? Jim Ross. Now, let's not give anyone some bad ideas. There's going to be plenty of turbulence in my ass. Booker T is an idiot.
I'm guessing they took some audio from a video game or something.
Yeah, they did, and it's funny.
My ass.
My ass. There'd be a slobber knocker in my ass.
Dude, I've been so obsessed with these voiceover fucking outtake things, by the way.
What's that?
What was that, like the Orson Welles?
No, like the thing with Bane stuff.
Oh, those things. The dubbing.
Yeah. And Matt, you checked out the Duke Nukem one?
No.
Oh, well, you liked it after I posted it to your page.
When?
A couple weeks ago, like last week, 2 weeks ago.
I don't even remember.
It was the Batman Bane fight scene with Duke Nukem's voiceover.
Some of them are bad.
I don't even remember watching it.
Well, you liked it after I posted it on your
Maybe
page.
It was an accident. I don't remember watching it, I have to say.
It was fucking
what
fantastic.
What is it? What kind of voiceover is it? Because
it's from the video game.
Yeah.
And it's their fight scene from the movie.
Okay.
But, I don't know, there are plenty of audio for
what,
it.
What movie?
Batman and whatever it is.
Oh, Batman and Bane?
The Dark Knight Rises. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they're, you know, you're obviously, I don't think you've seen that movie yet, right?
No.
But their fight scene, they dub over Duke Nukem's voice with Bane.
I'm probably not going to like it.
Oh, it's fucking awesome, and you liked the video already, so.
I already like it, Matt.
I definitely didn't watch it, so.
Well, you already like it.
Play the audio.
I don't have it up here.
You fucking douche nuggets on YouTube.
I want me to sit here and fucking play YouTube videos on my show.
My show. You guys hear that?
My show.
That's it. That's the end. Derek's taking over. Anyway.
When it first happens, you don't see Bane. He just stands behind fucking Batman, and it's just, you want some? Come get some. It's fucking awesome.
Yeah, I already don't like it.
Yeah, you do like it. You're just being a douche.
No.
And you're working the audience.
You remember those like videos they did with like the fucking G.I. Joe, and they dub in all that shit when they're doing their, you know, knowing
those
half the battle stuff? No, I didn't like them at all.
You didn't like them?
Nope.
And, hey, kids, stop all the downloading.
That bullshit.
On the computer.
And like He-Man. Yeah, oh, God, like that, like, it makes me sick. Like, I want to kill people when I see that shit.
I think
because
it's because
you
love
like
G.I. Joe so much.
No, exactly. No, I couldn't care less about it. But that kind of stuff, just, like, it's more than Deuce Chill City. It's like, fucking Trace Chill City. It's ridiculous.
Dude, I guarantee you if Matt watched that Duke Nukem Batman,
no,
he would, no, he would like it.
I
guarantee
probably,
you
I'll probably walk out.
Walk you out. Come on, let's go.
Matt's done that before.
Walked you out somewhere?
No, at Nitro Party we had one time.
Nitro
I did.
Party?
I did.
I used to have Nitro parties.
Did Lee Marshall ever show up?
We used to have Nitro parties.
I'm on the road.
We used to have Nitro parties. Usually at Web Monster Mike's house.
Yes.
But I guess this one particular night we couldn't have it at Web Monster Mike's
house.
Didn't
you like make signs and
stuff?
Yeah,
yeah. So we invited Matt, me and Steve number one invited Matt over to my house for a Nitro party. This is before we drove, so Matt walked to my house. And while he's en route, we made all these signs like Dusty 450 and like all these signs, Undertaker, like Sting can beat the Taker, like all this bullshit. As soon as he walked in, he got pissed and left. He just sighed, turned around and left.
I did do that.
Like the turtle.
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah.
No, it was more of an angry sigh.
Yeah, it was more because I knew they were going to watch more Nitro than Raw, and I just didn't feel like watching Nitro.
But
it was
at the time
really
when when Nitro was pissing over Raw's ratings.
Yeah.
That's correct, right?
Because of faggots like you.
It was the whole NWO era. Like, it was when Nitro was huge.
Yeah, it was probably like right at the beginning of that.
Now, was there ever a thought in your mind that maybe your Nitro party would be so cool that, like, you know, that one really awkward Nitro girl would be there? You know, the black one?
Bro,
oh, God.
Bro, we had a bowl with white cheddar Cheetos and regular cheese balls. Mixed, all right? So it was an awesome party. And we ordered pizza. Wow. You want some? Come get some.
Come get some.
Did you guys watch that and just be like, man, you know what's great? Like Mike Enos is back on TV.
Dude, he ruled.
Wait, yeah.
He was an MMA fighter. And he could beat the Taker.
No, he could beat Ultimate Solution.
That's it, Ultimate Solution.
You said that he fought Ultimate Solution to piss off Twan.
Yeah. Yeah, because Twan...
And he couldn't disprove it.
Yeah, because Twan said the Ultimate Solution was in UFC, which wasn't true.
No, it
was so then I came back with, well, Mike Enos was in it, and he beat the shit out of Ultimate Solution in the cage.
Yeah, you know where he is right now? He is in a casket.
Are both of them, right?
Who?
Are both of them?
No, just Ultimate Solution. A.K.A. the Bane from the... 1990s Batman.
Yeah. The one with the Riddler and stuff.
So did you guys did you guys hang out and watch Nitro and just be like, man, I wish I could grow a mullet like Lightning for Jerry Flynn?
Oh my god.
Dude, I love Nitro. I can never talk shit about Nitro. During the peak years. Like, I'm not talking anything.
Did you guys just sit there and be like, oh man, I hope Glacier hits that cryonic kick. That fucking
yes.
rules.
Cryonic kick.
Yes.
Oh god.
Glacier was fantastic.
It's like Sub-Zero.
Did you ever turn to the guy next to you and just fucking throw him in a quick Tongan death grip and be like, it fucking kicks ass when Ming.
Yeah, like me, like we'd be watching and cheering on our guys, high fiving, and then we'd like lock up, and then I'd put a cheese doodle in my friend's mouth.
Whoa, Steve, get back here! Disco Inferno's on.
Actually, if I remember correctly, one time at Web Monster Mike's house, we were having a Nitro party, and then Steve took a hot dog and put it like as a dick, and I started sucking it. And Web Monster Mike was laughing, but then like 2 years later, we told Matt how pissed he was. But me and Steve witnessed him laughing, his eyes. He was crying,
mad,
his eyes
he was
out.
Mad you that said he that. That, found it funny.
That he was taking pictures and he was smiling.
Yes, he
and
took
he
the
was
pictures.
Laughing, and then out of nowhere, he was just like, all right, this is getting out of hand.
No.
No, you told this story like years ago on the show.
Oh, okay, yeah. Find the audio.
I'll pull
it up real quick.
He never got mad at that. He didn't get mad at that until years later, said he
really?
That angered him. But like he was laughing and taking the pictures.
I wish I could have.
He took pictures of
he
it.
He did. I wish I could have been there when Mike ripped you apart to the point where you just. You couldn't even respond to him because he just wouldn't stop.
No,
because
he used so many words that I didn't understand.
Gerald was like on the floor laughing about it. And he relayed it to me. He relayed it to me like the next day. But I can't remember any of it. No, apparently nobody else can either.
Wow. Because it was so many big words.
It was everything that you'd ever want to say to Steve. And Mike said it all.
Wow.
By age like 17.
Yeah, but it was all like these like
seven-syllable
words.
Did Instagram exist then?
No.
Oh.
All right, so we got to add that in. I'll have Mike do a revised edition.
That's okay. You can keep that tucked
Reader's
away.
Reader's Digest version.
Oh, man.
Oh, Steve.
Duke Nukem.
Where is it?
I should have my friend...
Fatality.
Mike Metroid Toasty. Call in and do his... He does absolutely pitch-perfect, dead-on Duke Nukem.
Yeah, it's so absurd. Is this guy with
better
the voiceover.
Than, better than Electric's Dusty Roads?
Yes.
Oh, God.
No, I can't.
Like that was something else.
Like I'm off the rails.
Like this kid.
I'm from.
He's one of those kids who's into like all like the old shit. He's like he just like graduated high school, and he's like totally into stuff from like the 80s and 90s. He does this Duke Nukem, and it pops everybody. Every tournament, he just starts doing Duke Nukem. Like he might as well be cast to do the voice. It's absurd. I like it.
Well, maybe he's got a career.
We'll have him call in. He can do others too.
Oh yeah,
but the Duke Nukem.
Are you like the one with the Darth Vader and R. Lee Ermey's voiceover?
That one was pretty good.
Sure.
That was pretty good. See, it's funny when you do it with those kind of people because they're wearing masks. You can't see their mouth moving, so it's easy to do.
Yeah.
He walks in the fucking Death Star room or whatever, like, what's your name, scumbag?
See, that one works because the mouth doesn't move.
Exactly. That's why the Bane one, where you can use any voiceover for that, because you can't see his mouth move.
The one that got me was, I don't remember who said who to what, but he just like stops and then he's like, no shit.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
No shit.
Exactly. It was great.
Yeah, anyway. I do a pretty good
disappear, job. Scumbag. The fucking stormtrooper just runs away.
What do you do, Derek?
I do a pretty good Duke Nukem.
Let's hear.
I don't know, because you said that guy does it good, so I don't want to...
But well, we should hear yours first.
I'm not looking to...
Maybe next week we can get him a call in.
Maybe.
Or maybe right now.
All right, let me try this. I haven't done this in a while.
Okay.
All right. Okay, good. I'm trying to think of what to say. Yeah. How you doing? My name is Duke Nukem. I'm the governor of Minnesota. I'm kicking ass and chewing bubblegum, Morella.
And I'm all out of bubblegum.
Morella.
No. Is that good?
Yep.
Morella.
That was dead on. Matt, you don't even bother texting your friend.
Yeah, forget it.
You know, I closed my eyes and I honestly thought you put the game on.
It's over.
Yeah.
Where is it, McMahon?
Remember the Darth Vader thing with Arlie Ermey too when he's talking to Princess Leia?
Yeah.
And he's like, I need fucking time, sweetheart.
A lot of them lined up pretty good.
Yeah.
I'll play it for you guys after the show.
Cute.
Actually, I think after the show is pretty much right now.
What? Oh, shit.
We don't have any more stories?
Nah, not really.
No?
All
The one, that, the original one that you showed me that got me hooked too was the original Bane's outtakes. Yeah. My favorite part of that whole thing when he's going over to food order.
Yeah.
You know, he's like, Steve, turkey burger, excellent choice.
There's a food order in it. There's a food order in
Yeah, it was fucking fantastic.
Well, there's this whole scene where Bane's reading off of a piece of paper.
Yeah.
And they're like, you know, taping it live. And so instead, he's reading off everyone's food order.
Yeah. He's like, Steve, turkey burger, excellent choice. And then somebody else ordered a salad. He's like, you know, he's like, good. He's, dressing's a little high in fat. And then he goes, whatever the name was, he's like, pizza? Yeah. Gotham City's not even known for pizza.
That was pretty good. Steve gives it no justice.
I don't. So you can play it at the show.
How about Injustice?
Ooh, too big of a word.
We will be back Sunday night, 7 to 9 p.m., CWERadio.com. I guess we should plug them, huh?
Thank you for welcoming us into your life.
Thank you very much. And, yeah, we'll see you then. AristocratsRadio.com, Facebook, Twitter.
iTunes.
Do it.
Thanks for calling.